Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
The voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA, 100 plus years of being the voice of Pittsburgh. We join Dr. Carmen Hara right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline as she is our guest. She is not only a psychologist, but also an expert on relationships, and her new book is called Plus One, The Numerology of Relationships. Dr. Hara, thank you very much for being with us here on KDKA. How are you?
I'm so impressed of 100 years. That's so remarkable.
Yeah, I wasn't there that first day, but my first day on the job was the second day. So I've got about 100 myself here. So we've been around for a while. Dr. Harrell, when we think about the holidays, mm-hmm. many people mm-hmm. are focusing on family. They're thinking about their relationships, and it's not always fond memories for everyone. Sometimes there are things that were said in the past that still linger. There are things that maybe weren't said. And so then you're imagining, well, what did they really mean or not mean by what they said? How do we deal with these sorts of issues in our relationships in what's supposed to be a wonderful time of the year?
Yeah, but it's extremely stressful and overwhelming for a lot of people. So when it comes to this time of the year, compromise is crucial to have a peaceful season. So you and your loved ones can't see eye to eye. So you have to make a list of things you agree and disagree and then take turns, you know, so to get to a chance to decide on the outcome of the holiday. So this is the fairest way to compromise on differences because, you know, you and your partner will get what you want. The family will get what they want. And take time out, you know, because as you said, when tempers flare instead of retaliating, instead of accusing, instead of insult sometimes, take a step back, you know, and take this time back to be alone and reflect on everything. So it's okay to go separate ways, you know, for an hour or two in order to be able to explain yourself to your partner, to the people around you, so they can relate to your explanation. And it's important to learn to listen. You know, one of the best ways to show people you care is to listen to them. Like, learn to truly hear them when they give hints like, I would like this, or my dream is this, or pick up on the finest detail that they show you, you know, and prove that you care. So very essential in this time of year is keep out external influences, because external influences are often the root of your dramas. So the best thing you can do is be mindful of all these influences, keep your relationship separate from the influences of the people around you, because people sometimes and their energies can be toxic. So you have to be careful and you have to set very firm boundaries. And you have to always say, I appreciate your concern. I appreciate what you say. And we'll discuss the situation later. So don't engage. Don't engage too much in all these influences. And, you know, a lot of people question whether, is this the best time to actually be engaged? Is this the best time to take a major decision and get married during the holidays? And my advice is that the season is tough for relationship, because it adds so much chaos to the already busy life. So when you increase your stress level and make us feel more emotional than usual, you can make a mistake. A lot of people, you know, they propose during the holidays because they think that it looks good. It's the perfect time of the year. They are forgetting that emotions are accelerating. So it's important to assess the reason you want to get married during the holidays. You want to engage that time and be aware that it's better sometime, you know, to propose later when things go back to normal. Though, on the other hand, I can tell you, I've seen a lot of people who got married during the holidays and they are perfect together.
So we all are very, very selfish beings. I mean, that's just the nature of being human. So we've got my family, we've got your family, we've got our family, right? I mean, because you've got blended families and all that. How do you separate our intrinsic nature of being selfish and at the same time making sure that the other person feels heard? How do we do that?
That's a very good question. You know, you always have to acknowledge that during this time of their emotions are involved, and emotions are at a very high level. So then you have to be sure that you control, that you master your feelings when it comes to your family. And one of the key way to make a holiday successful is learning how to control and how to release your feelings so that you don't hurt nobody and you don't allow them to hurt you. And, you know, it's interesting that our brain starts to produce neurons to adapt to an emotion. So many times people do mistake because they get stuck into a negative feeling. You get stuck in sadness, anger, regret, because you don't know how to mitigate emotion. You don't know how to discharge them in a healthy healthy outlet. So if you don't manage emotion during the holidays, you're going to get into all kinds of conflicts with the people around you. Though in essence, you love them, they are your family. But if you let your feelings come in, if you reflect on them, and if they're negative, you push them out, then you can make peace with everybody around you and make holidays very successful. You know what? I always recommend that during this holiday season, it's okay to examine how you feel by taking a long walk. And it's okay to write down on a journal and transfer emotion into paper and then disengage from those heavy feelings the moment you write them down. So if you pay attention to how you feel and you don't get stuck into your feeling, then you can be at peace with everybody. You can erase, you know, impressions and memories of the past. And as I said, you can enjoy that peaceful and fulfilling relationship around the holiday season, absolutely everybody in your life, no matter what happened in the past.
So just if you write those feelings down, it's different than then turning around and reading that journal to that person, though, right? I mean, you're saying...
You can actually do that. It's okay to do that. It's okay as long as you come from a place of peace, as long as you are honest about your feelings, but the intention is to disengage from those heavy feelings. So it's like releasing them. You know, emotions to me are like visitors. You welcome, you examine them, and you invite them out. You don't get stuck into emotions. That's key at any time of the year, not only during the holidays, because we can be more emotional during the holidays, but we can be emotional in many circumstances during any time of the year. So essentially it is to release negative feelings and don't allow the brain to perpetuate those neurons in creating a situation in which you can be stuck in an emotion. We see a lot of people that are constantly in a bad mood, constantly. Even when you go to work, don't tell me you don't see people around you who are constantly moody and not okay with something. There's something bothering them and they always project negativity. That's when the brain, you know, participate and perpetuate feelings that are destructive. And you know what happens when we perpetuate those feelings? We develop autoimmune disorder, a digestive problem, a circulatory problem, a mental imbalances, and a lot of other things that go wrong into our physical body.
Dr. Hara joining us here today. Dr. Carmen Hara, again, if you want to know more about her new book, it's called Plus One. She's a psychologist, a relationship expert. We very much appreciate you being here on KDK. Thank you, Carmen.
I love you, and all the best for the holiday season. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful.
Carmen Hara joining us here on KDK.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.